Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. It's time now for Light for the Pathway with W.A. Thompson.
And again, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. What is your guide through life? Now, if you are a Christian, you know that the Holy Spirit of God is, the Word of God is. You cannot say that your conscience is your guide. The Christian knows that our conscience can be seared because the Bible teaches that. You can bend the needle on the compass, and the compass will be twisted. But because it's pointing that way, it doesn't mean that you're headed in that direction. You're headed in the right direction. That's what I mean to say. You can bend the needle on the compass, and there are people who can convince themselves of all kinds of folly and foolishness and say that they're right, and they can leave the standard that the Lord has set and establish their own righteousness, and then not understand why others don't understand them. That's why it's so important for us not to let our conscience be our guide, but to let the Bible be our guide. When God speaks, do what He says do. And the way He speaks is through His Word. If you want to know what God has said, get your Bible out and read your Bible. That's how you can know how to live. You see, we're going to get but one pass at this life. It is appointed unto men but once to die, after this, the judgment. And the Lord has said this. He's the one who has made this known, revealed this truth. Now, if I didn't know that, then I could be deceived and suckered into some of those other deceitful religions that tell you that you come back again and again and again until you get it right. The Lord says, it is appointed unto men but once to die, and after this the judgment. The one who came back from being dead has given to us His word. The one who the record of this one records the promises, and He has told us what's on the other side of this life. Told us what's in hell, told us what's in heaven. In the gospel according to Luke chapter 16, the Bible tells us that the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes and he was in torment. He was able to see. He was able to remember. He was able to be in pain. He was able to long for. Had eyes, had ears. He had a tongue, had a body. He had a physical existence there in hell. And we also are told of in Mark 9, where the worm dieth not, fire is not quenched. That's what we know about on the other side for the wicked. And the wicked is anybody who will leave Jesus out, who will live a life without Christ. Anybody who's not saved. I'm not talking about going out brutalizing, murdering people, doing those kinds of things. I'm talking about just not accepting God's gift, God's goodness. God calls you a wicked man or a woman. And that's what He tells us happens to those. On the other side, He tells us what's going on in heaven, that the angels are rejoicing at people coming to know Christ. The angels are beholding the faces of those who are the little ones who have their faith in Christ, that there is in heaven a man, the God-man, the Lord Jesus. He has the wounds for which He testifies of His gift to God and the offering of Himself to God. He's the high priest, ever making intercession for us. Gates of pearls and walls of jasper, streets of gold. The Lord tells us this, and we can get to this place. He is our guide. He is in our heart if we are saved. If you're not saved, the Holy Spirit of God is not in you, and you don't have salvation. So if you will receive Christ, you will receive one who will guide you through life. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank Thee for such hope that Thou hast given. Bless us today again, for Jesus' sake. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 15, verse 20, it starts off with this word, remember. There are so many times that the word remember appears. I'm just thinking of a couple of those times now in which the Lord said, remember something, and he is teaching a lesson. And I turn to the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 17. Luke chapter 17, and the Lord says, remember Lot's wife. Verse 32. Now, in order to remember Lot's wife, you need to know who Lot is and who Lot's wife was and the situation concerning them. And so the Lord is telling us by this that in order to be a well-rounded Christian or a knowledgeable Christian, you have to study the Old Testament. You need to know the Old Testament. Also, by this same passage, he tells us how it was in the days of Noah, and he is reminding them of these events, that how that when in the days of Noah that people ate and they drank and they married, wives were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed them all. So you need to know the Old Testament. Don't just say that, well, you know, I have the New Testament. I even had a preacher one time to tell me that he didn't preach much from the Old Testament because we're living in the New Testament days. Now, I know the man, I later learned that the man hadn't been taught. Now, this man was also a pastor. But we preach the Bible, we preach the whole counsel of God, which is the Bible, beginning at Genesis end and going to the Revelation 22, 21, amen. Preaching all of it, it is for us to know so that we can remember and govern our lives and be encouraged by these things that are taught. The scriptures also tell us of Lot's wife, in the days of Lot, that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven. Rain, fire, and brimstone from heaven. The Lord Jesus said that this came down. God's wrath was poured out upon them in liquid fire because of the sin of sodomy, homosexuality that was going on in that city. God hasn't changed. So if you are tempted to be pressured into accepting the sinful lifestyle of the sodomite, the Lord says, Remember what he did in days gone by. You see, if he had changed this, what purpose would remembering do? Do you? If the Lord did not still have the same wrath against that sin, but he still has it. And then he says in verse 30, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed, and that day he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. There's a terrible penalty for going back, for turning back to sin. Now, if you wandered away from the path of righteousness, there is a way back. There is a way to get back. The Lord wants you to remember those days when you were blessed of the Lord, when you had the fellowship with him, when you had the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit of God, when there was no guilt hanging over your head, when sleep was sweet, when your conscience did not drive and thump upon you. The Holy Spirit of God was not convicting you about your sin, but you knew the joy. And when you delighted in having your fellow, your devotions, and you delighted in church attendance, and you delighted in worship services, and you delighted to hear people talk about the things of the Lord. Remember those days? Do you remember them? You can get back to them. The Lord wants you to remember those things. But when it comes time to remembering your sin, now, what the Lord wants you to do concerning that, remember the blood that was shed on Calvary's tree. Remember the promise that God gave when he said this, that he so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Remember that? Remember this promise? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. David did not want the Lord to remember the sin of his youth. You want to remember the promises of God when it's dark, when the lights go out, when hope seems to flee, when there is no comforting voice, no gentle hand, helping hand. You want to remember the promises of God, such as, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. I am the Lord thy God. The Lord's hand is not short that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. You want to remember these things. Whenever you can't get your prayers answered and it seems as though God is far off, you want to remember that if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. You want to remember the promise of the statement made from the Word of God that husbands dwell together, giving honor to your wife as unto the weaker vessel, giving honor unto the wife, lest your prayers be hindered. You want to remember also where you are. We're not home yet, that we're in enemy-occupied territory. The devil walks around as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. You want to remember that we're in a body of flesh. In this tabernacle, this outward man is perishing day by day, but the inner man is being renewed, strengthened, conformed more to the image of Christ. You want to remember that he has promised, I go away and I come again. If I have told you these things, he is going to come back. You want to remember. You see, you can use your memory to bless, to be a blessing to you, or you can allow your memory to be a curse to you. As a Christian, you can use your memory and say, yes, I remember what God the Lord has said. That's why it's so important for you to hide the Word of God in your heart. When you're away from the book, when you're away from your corner of devotion and quietness with God, you want to remember what he told you in the light, so that when it gets dark, you can keep on walking, keep on trusting, keep on living. When the doctor gives you a report, and instead of rehearsing what might happen and what might be and how bad things might get, rehearse what God has said. Continually look to him. Remember not the sins. The Lord says, remember the word that I said unto you. This is John 15:20. Remember the word that I said unto you. You know, dear Christian, as we go through this life, we need to make a note of it to ourselves. Remember the word which he spoke to us. You see, the Lord has spoken to every Christian. That's how we are. We've entered into a personal relationship with the Lord. He spoke peace to our heart. He let us know we were in his family. You see, if you're doubting your salvation, it is not the Lord Jesus telling you that. He's the one who has told you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light. He's the one who wants you to remember these things. Father, we ask thee to help and to comfort and to bless many today. Glorify thyself, we ask, in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may write to us at Light for the Pathway, 920 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville, South Carolina, zip code 296609.